From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. We've got a number of new stations around the country that join us just now. We're glad to have you with us today and hope you'll enjoy our show and glad you're part of our Common Sense Network. In the first hour, I talked about some of the gun violence, and if you haven't seen it, I just want to refer you to an article in the Wall Street Journal that appeared on this last week, 2 days ago. It was interesting in talking about the failure of Hollywood to speak out on gun violence and their ability to help a good bit. It was notable because it's taking a different slant from the president and most of these legislatures, and it's also notable because it happened to be written by my daughter, Campbell Brown, so I would refer that to you. She was news anchor for CNN and also host of the Today Show on NBC weekends for a number of years. You can find it on the Wall Street Journal website. On my website, just go to jimbrownusa.com. That's www.jimbrownusa.com. You can see the article and also hear an interview by her on NBC that took place here this past week. And what she talks about quite simply is, look, we're letting Hollywood off the hook. Video games, movies, no rating on television movies at all. There's no PG, any requirement by the FCC that these movies be rated. And she goes ahead and cites doctor after doctor, the American Academy of Pediatrics. She cites the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, and a number of other groups who basically are saying, look, America, wake up. These kids sit there day after day, hour after hour, and look at all this violence, and it's terrible violence. Some of the new movies out, Vin Diesel's Fast Five. It was big, big hits on all the HBO's sites right now. And you see people being shot, blood spurting, necks being broken, horrific car crashes, PG, rated PG-13. Whereas, you know, there's a kissing scene. Oh, my gosh, we've got to make that X-rated. Sex has gone by the wayside, and that's the only thing that Hollywood seems concerned about is the sexual content. But they completely ignore the violence. And as these doctors and these various associations have said, you let these kids watch this violence over so long a period of time, they just think, well, that's just kind of a way of life. That's kind of how you respond. And that's it causes aggressiveness and a physically violent behavior in these young people. And we just let it permeate them at a very formative stage of their lives when they are trying to develop their sense of right and wrong. And they look at television and these TV stars or these movie stars as someone to look up to. And the only way they know them is through the violence that is carried on with guns and knives and everything else. So my daughter kind of got on the president by saying, look, you're someone who's tied into Hollywood. You're someone that raised a lot of money in Hollywood. Hollywood pays attention to you. You could pick up the phone and call the Steven Spielbergs of the world and get immediate access. And you ought to use your green stamps with them to lean on them to cut back on all the violence. And we've talked about this before, that the shooters up in Connecticut, out in the movie theater in Colorado, some of the terrible Sandy Hook, all the violence that took place, Gabby Gifford, who was shot and almost killed, and federal judge was killed out in Arizona. In all the cases, these shooters didn't have any previous problems under the law, so a background check's not going to make any difference. America's all for background checks. 90% of Americans say we've got to have background checks. You're probably going to get that. That's not going to make a lot of difference. If you want to have background checks, have them. That don't bother me. I'm not diehard Second Amendment, you'll take my gun out of my cold, dead hands. That's not the attitude I take, although I've been a gun owner most of my life and enjoyed hunting with my kids and also needed guns for safety when I lived in a rural area of America. So I'm pretty much pro-gun. But if you want to do background checks and limit the clips, I don't really care about that. I don't think it's going to make a lot of difference. What's going to make a difference, like anything else, of improving the focus in this country is the educational process where we have failed. We are far behind in so many areas of the educational process, and we have failed time and time again in this process to use that. And, well, it's all the teachers' fault, right? Everything, we blame it all on the teachers, all the teachers. Well, I'll tell you, that you can't stick everything on the teachers. Several new studies have come out, by the way, that put that all in perspective involving educational levels in this country today. And up in New York City, there are, I think there's four or five public schools, and these schools are public schools, but very hard to get into. They're the top-of-the-line schools. The application list is massive to get in these schools. And so they take the best and the brightest. They take the best and the brightest. And they emphasize strongly on your abilities when you start in a school. And they're all nationally ranked. They've got Nobel laureates who come out of these schools and go into top colleges. And when you break down the percentages, it's really interesting what you find in these schools. In one particular school, let me tell you the breakdown of students. When they gave out, picked the students through very aggressive testing and examination, here's who entered the freshman class. Sturdivant, Brooklyn, top high school, one of the top high schools in the country. There were 9 black students, 24 Latino students, 177 white students, 620 Asian Americans. 620 Asian Americans. And when you looked into the background of what they found was parental expectations, parental guidance, strong emphasis on hard work, strong emphasis when it came to, you came after school, no TV turned on, no texting, turned off the TV. You spent your hours doing the homework before you did anything personal. And look at the results. Did you get those figures again? Did you get the 9 black students, 24 Latino students, 177 white students, 620 Asian Americans? The atmosphere at home that is created by parents, and maybe it's just a one-parent home. Maybe there's no actual parents. Maybe it's an aunt or something like that. But whoever it is, telling that child you have priorities. You come home, you do your homework, and then we'll do some extra things. We'll read for a while. We'll do some extra things. We'll do some enhancement events. On Saturdays, these schools, by the way, they have refresher courses for the kids, and these kids really work. And look at what they accomplish. They get in the best schools of America in high school, which means they're going to get into the best colleges in America, which means they're going to be trained and network and be able to go out and make a darn good living and make a huge contribution. And it's all part of the process. It's the discipline. It's the education. And I take it right back to the whole gun debate. You've got to lay a foundation for these kids. One thing Campbell said I thought was interesting was, you go buy a cable TV package, they make you a bundle. You got to take 20 stations for one bundle price. She says, why can't you pick and choose? She doesn't want her kid. I don't want my kids seeing some of these violent shows that are on TV. You got no control over that, you see, unless you put a chip in and go through all this process that I don't fully understand. But if you're going to if you got a bundle, you're going to get stuck with channels that have a lot of violent images on television. So parental control sets the tone of accountability, excellence, achievement. And we're just not doing that much in this country. And you'd be surprised at the more affluent mothers and fathers. We say, well, they're just too busy. They'll let the tutor, they'll let the, you know, the kid do work on their own or maybe get a tutor. Just not the same. Parental guidance, that is the key. That's the key in cutting down on the gun problems. That's the key on building our educational accomplishment. That's the key on getting your kid a good foundation for the rest of their life. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. I'm going to take a pause right now. Fresh up your coffee, and we'll come right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio. The Cajun contractor, Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor, Michael King, is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor, Michael King, today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, do you ever know why America is called America? Why are we called America to begin with? You know, Columbus in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, right? Got to get that right. So why aren't we Columbia or Columbus or something like that if Columbus discovered America? Well, actually, Columbus thought he'd found the Indies. He'd found India, which is what the thought was. You could go around the world and you'd leave Spain. England area and go around the world and turn around and hit India, because they knew India was to their west. And so as a consequence, they thought they'd go around the world and discover India. Well, they didn't do so. Columbus discovered the New World, although he did not know about it. And so in 1507, there were some Catholic clerics who took all the information they could gather and drew up a map of what the world looked like. The map sold for $10 million recently to the Library of Congress. It's the only known original copy of this map, and it's been called the Birth Certificate of America. This large map, it's just amazing. I'm looking at the map here in front of me right now. I wish you could see it. It's amazing how closely, and this is 1507, no satellites, no airplanes, and yet you can see South America, you can see Cuba on the map, you can see somewhat the United States, catch the tip of Florida. You don't see the breadth of the United States, how big it is. It looks about like three states put together. But just an amazing replica of what the world looked like. And at the bottom of the map, these clerics signed it at the bottom. America is what they put down after Amerigo Vespucci, who came in second. But that's who they thought founded America. And he wrote, Vespucci wrote quite a lot about his discoveries. Columbus didn't write that much, so apparently Vespucci had the bigger reputation, and that's why we're called America today, all because of this map that was done by some French Catholic clerics in a small town in France who put down the name America at the bottom of that map. Isn't that interesting? I didn't know that. Shows you how Columbus missed the opportunity. Should have been more prolific in his writing and should have asserted the new world that he found, but he didn't do so. Down our way, along the whole Gulf Coast, you listeners in Mississippi all the way around to Florida, there is still great concern over this BP spill, this British Petroleum spill, that caused so much damage down here. And I thought the rest of the nation would find this interesting. The claims being made are still coming in. BP agreed to reimburse for all the damage, put together some $20 billion in a special fund, and they have an administrator that's approving these claims. And a lot of people now are screaming and hollering that their claims are not being paid, and then some are getting them paid. And if you look at some that are being paid, it's just amazing. There is a housing construction company. It's more than 200 miles away from the Gulf. They were awarded $10.1 million in damages because the business had dropped off dramatically. It was going to. They said in the future our business is going to drop off dramatically. So the fund gives them $2 million. Actually, their business increased by 103%. And there's a number of examples. There's a rice mill. It's $9.4 million, whose profits the year after the spill were much greater than the profits of the year before the spill. So all these people are putting in claims, getting millions of dollars out. And I can tell you some real strange ones. There is a salon in New Orleans, a woman's salon, who does nails and hair and that kind of thing. They also do bikini waxes. They've made a claim because they say since the beaches were covered with oil, some of their clients were not getting a bikini wax to put on their bikini to go to over to the beaches, and therefore they lost all this money. So the bikini wax people want reimbursement from the fund. So they certainly cover the gamut. A restaurant out in Salt Lake City, Utah, says they just can't get the same quality of shrimp. And since they can't get the shrimp, they want to be reimbursed from the fund. Well, many of us think, look, BP was kind of the villain in this thing. They handled their public relations terribly. That that'll be stuck. Go ahead and get that money and get it. Stick it to them. Stick it to BP. Here's the downside. Yes, BP was fined $20 billion and has to pay an arm and a leg to compensate these folks. And in many instances, these folks should be compensated. The shrimper who's out there in his shrimp boat, now he can't garner up his crop of shrimp, or oyster fishermen. They are directly affected by the oil spill that took place. The bikini wax people, the restaurant in Salt Lake, the contractors 200 miles away that saw their profits double in the year after BP, Should they get paid? Well, you may say, I don't care. It doesn't affect me. It does affect you. It directly affects you, and here's how. The $20 billion is deducted from the income taxes that BP has to pay to the federal government. So that's so many billions of dollars less that will be into the federal treasury. And we're in this sequestration problem where we've got a huge overblown budget. We can't fill the hole. People are being laid off. And there is money out there that should be paid into the treasury. And BP is getting a tax break off this stuff. So when the bikini wax people try to get reimbursed for the bikini loss of income from bikini waxes, and the seafood people, and on and on and on, those are questionable. And I'm for reimbursing the people that directly got hurt, whose businesses were directly tied into the Gulf. But going beyond that, BP gets a break, but you and I get stuck with the tab. And I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right. This is an ongoing litigation that will carry on for years. Major trials going on in New Orleans, major activity from Houston all the way over to the Florida coast that were affected by this oil spill. And these folks are obviously concerned about shutting this thing down. But you got to use some common sense like we try to talk about here on the show when you're trying to make these decisions. And allowing overkill, well, yeah, it sticks it to BP, but BP just writes it off their income tax. You know, $1 billion is a huge amount of money to you and me. $1 billion to a company like British Petroleum that operates all over the world is not that much money. They can deduct it from the Fed. You and I then have less money that goes into the Treasury, which means you and I are stuck with the final bill. I don't like that. I don't think it's right, but that's how the system works. So I don't want BP to get off the hook, but I don't think it's fair that people get reimbursed for damages that really didn't hurt them, and they get a huge reservoir of dollars, and you and I have to pay the bill. That's not right. Let's come back and talk about exercise as you get older. Is it important? I think it is. It is for me. We've got some experts coming on to talk about the kind of exercise you should do, why it's important, and things you can do to work around some injuries or some problems you may have. We'll pause. I'll freshen up my coffee, and we'll come right back on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your text, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy. The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, a lot of us feel that 70 is the new 40, that getting older doesn't mean you really have to slow down that much, but you got to do some things to be a little bit more proactive. You know, you can learn lessons from professional athletes. You see the 40-year-old pitcher who stretches two or three times longer than the 25-year-old baseball player or football player. You got to, as you get old, you got to stretch those muscles, but you got to take some aggressive action. Let's talk about that for the baby boomers. More and more who are exercising want to feel better and having some success in doing so. Dr. Payam Hakimi is joining me here right now. He is a doctor who specializes in Western Eastern medical practice that encompasses a whole flow of lifestyle changes, structural fitness, chemical balance. We're glad to have him on the show today here. Dr. Hakimi, good to talk to you today. Glad you joined us.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Doc, give your thoughts on that. It seems to me I'm finding that baby boomers are saying, wait a minute, I just don't want to get old. And there's a lot of folks say, well, that's fine, but, you know, I get up in the morning and I got arthritis and my back hurts and my feet hurt, and I just don't feel up to that. How important is pushing through and getting regular exercise, you think, for particularly as people get over 50 and get a little older?
Well, as you said, we know that a lot of the baby boomers at this point, and when we say baby boomer, basically we're talking about, and this is really important to know, we're talking about people who are post-World War II, they were born between 1946 and 64, which makes this group anywhere from 49 to 67 years old. So we're talking about an age group that is right now looking for anti-aging. A lot of people are looking for anti-aging. They're looking for healthy aging. They're trying to get their body stronger and to and have endurance during the day and throughout their day.
Well, there's no quick fix, and I know everybody likes to take a pill or get a shot, and there are some anti-aging clinics that talk about giving you shots, and that's going to take care of all your problems. I don't believe that, but there is a stage program of diet and exercise and stress and sleep, a whole program, and you've talked about it a good bit, but let's just talk about a few things for my listeners out there, because, you know, if you're going to get that flood going right. First of all, I mean, you got to deal, when you talk about exercise, what does exercise do for you as, say, you get into this baby boomer stage? Why is it so important?
We know that exercise makes us maintain a healthy weight and as well as diet. We know people who exercise regularly actually have a better diet. We also know that in this age group, when people as they're aging, the chance of having medical conditions decreases the more they exercise. We know it also increases good hormones and decreases the bad hormones that we have in our body. We know that it elevates our mood, and we know that overall it boosts our energy, where we have more energy during the day.
Well, I think you hit on it initially when you said the blood flow. I mean, you getting that blood flowing through that vein, through those veins, cardiovascular-wise, dealing with your heart, obviously, but just the overflow of the aches and pains, I find if I don't exercise, I just, I can hurt a lot. But if you get out there and have a pretty good day of whatever you're able to do and get that blood flowing, I just seem like I've got more energy. Why do I have more energy after I exercise? You think if I was exercising, I would kind of lose energy. I'd be tired. But actually, I find I have more energy. I wonder why that is.
When we exercise, we are using up the hormones in our body that make us anxious and agitated. And these are also specific byproducts in our body, which are lactic acid and other waste products that stay in the muscle and in the tissue. As we exercise, we actually increase the amount of blood that's going to all the extra tissue, and we're bringing back all these toxins, and you're basically removing it from your body. And we're also, at the same time, increasing the hormones that makes us uplifted, hormones like serotonin, endorphins, everything that actually, as you said, they decrease the pain as well as elevate our mood.
Well, how about now, we've got men who are listening and women who are listening, and I go to a local health club and I see women doing a lot of the same things I'm doing. Should women exercise differently than men, or do they do about the same?
It's actually, exercise is pretty individual for each person. I think each person has to do and push themselves to their limits. We know that certain people have some medical conditions, and that takes away their chance of being fully active. But as far as the rule goes, you need to push yourself as much as you can, obviously after your doctor clears you. But each person can do a different type of exercise and has a different stamina. I'll give you an example. I had a patient who was 82 years old, and he was basically seeing me to get cleared to do mountain climbing. And, you know, at my age, I'm not doing mountain climbing because, for me, it's the strenuous. But you can see that someone that age is actually doing this because they've had a regular exercise program. So it's pretty individualized.
I got you, sure. Now, let me ask you this. You get a hard workout, and often you've got muscle soreness. You're sore. What does it mean when your muscles are sore? Does it mean I haven't been doing it regularly? Does it mean I overexercise? What does it mean with all the soreness that often we get?
Exactly. The regular soreness basically means that you're using your natural products and substances in your body, and as we create energy in our body, one of the byproducts is lactic acid and other acids. The lactic acid stays in the body, and it can cause that soreness, that feeling of pain that we get, the bruising feeling that we get in our body. also, as you mentioned, some people overstretch or overexercise, and they start getting joint pains and muscle aches that are related to either trauma to the joints or basically tearing, partial tearing of the muscles.
Well, then when you see this done, say you're hurting during the workout, you're going to the workout and it seems like you're straining. How do you strain a muscle? Do you push through the pain? Because sometimes as you increase repetitions, if you're lifting or you're on the treadmill or something, you start to get really exhausted and just don't have the energy. Do you push through that? Or what's the rule of thumb when you're trying to gain more strength, gain more endurance, but you're really being slowed down by all the pressures?
The rule of thumb is looking at different parts of the body. Number one, if you are having joint pains as you're exercising, you need to slow down and stop that exercise, because if you continue doing that, we can create actually arthritis in the joints. Number two, if it's just a muscle bruise and the plan is for someone to actually gain muscle, they can go through the pain and push through the pain a little bit. But regular and pushing through this pain can eventually cause muscle damage. And, you know, at any point, if we get a muscle damage, it's going to be highly unlikely for us to get back to the gym. I had a patient that had a biceps tendon rupture because he basically overstretched and overexercised, and that person was out after surgery for a good 6 to 8 months. So we want to go to our limit. We can push ourselves just a little bit more, but if we continually do so, we can, you know, cause some damage. This is different for people who are doing aerobic exercise. With aerobic exercises, if the heart and lungs are functioning properly, we actually want you to push yourself a little bit more every day and every time so that you can increase your stamina.
Doc, I want to stop right here. We've got to take a little pause. Can you hang with me? I've got a few more questions for you. Can you wait? Hang with me for a few more minutes?
Of course.
Oh, good. Talking to Dr. Payam Hakimi. This guy has a great deal of information, medical doctor who does a combination of Western, Eastern medical practice. I got some more questions about that. Let's freshen up the coffee, and I'll be right back for our final segment on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at thehandycity.com. That's thehandycity.com. I'll say it again, thehandycity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sase le bon ton relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike hard. StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Dr. Pam Hakimi is my guest, and he's making the point, a valid point, and I agree that if you're a baby boomer, or really, and by the way, Doc, you talked about baby boomers going up to 67. I'll be 73. I always thought I was a baby boomer. You've kind of wiped me out of that class, but I exercise every day, and I can't disagree with anything you've said so far in laying out. Doc, you have some very innovative approaches to medicine. Do you have a website that my listeners could go to if they want to find out more about some of your programs and some of the plans you're proposing?
Yes. My website is www.bodyofharmony.com.
Bodyofharmony.com. And for you listeners, I'll have it up on the website here, and my website, and about right after the show, just immediately after the show, jimbrownusa.com. You can read all about the doc and some of the programs he's talking about here that I think, again, just make good common sense. Let me ask you this now, if I can. When you recommend for pain, and you know, if you're getting older and you do try to exercise, sometimes you're just going to hurt. And you talk about a homeopathic pain, a pain gel, arnicaine. Tell me about arnicaine, because I put in balms and all kinds of things to kind of take care of soreness. But what does arnicaine do, and is that different than some of the other conventional painkillers?
Exactly, yes. Jim, Arnicare is a homeopathic medication. We know homeopathic medications work physiologically with the body to help the body physiologically fix itself. And Arnicare is what I use with my patients, because there is no toxicity with this cream, basically. We can always take Tylenol and Motrin and all these other medications, but we know that they actually have toxicity on the liver, they have toxicity on the kidneys. The good thing about Arnicare is, as a gel, it's actually cool, and as you put it on the area, it's pretty cooling. What it does is it decreases the inflammation, it decreases the pain, it decreases bruising feeling. It also takes away, if there are any actual bruises that are visible, it takes away those bruises as well.
Where do you get it? Where do you find Arnicaine? You can order over the internet, or where do you get it?
Arnicare can be found in most health food stores, Whole Foods, right now in Rite Aid and CVS and other pharmacies. It can also be purchased from Boiron, B-O-I-R-O-N, which is the manufacturer of Arnicare.
Okay, good, good. And, yeah, and we got, just go in your local health food store, and I'm sure if they don't have it, they'll be able to get it for you. So, I know you can overdo it. What are the parameters for exercise? I mean, and let's face it, most doctors, I love my internists and my doctors, but they don't really know that much about exercise. You know, they're there to fix whatever you think your problem is, but they're not there for preventive care, and they don't even teach that kind of thing in medical school. So if somebody says, okay, I'm overweight, I'm going to get me on a program, how do you know not to push yourself too far? How do you know to set those limits, and what are those limits so that you just don't overdo it and really cause yourself some real serious problems?
Yes, the basic rules are, but there are different charts that actually show people at their specific age group what is their target heart limit. We basically want people to have a minimum of 40 minutes of a cardiovascular exercise four times a week. But if you're starting, if this is your first time starting, obviously, I ask my patients to start with just a walk for 40 minutes, four or five times a week, and then they can increase it to a jog, and then eventually they can start running or use one of the exercise machines at the gym, a Stairmaster or a Stairclimber or any of such. And then, as we talked about it earlier, make sure that pain is giving you a limit. Pain is our way of our body to tell us we're overdoing things. So, number one, go with your target heart rate. Do as much as you can and slowly build up. Number two, pain, exhaustion, feeling nauseated, feeling lightheaded, these are all symptoms that the body is telling us something is too much or we're overdoing something.
And finally, let me add, we refer to this term homeopathic. Just tell our listeners some of our listeners may not know just what that means. What is homeopathic medicine?
Homeopathy is a system of medicine around more than 200 years old in this country and European countries. It's basically the fact that small dilutions of specific substances, and these are natural substances, these small dilutions of substances can actually take away the symptoms of some of the diseases that we feel. As we talked about it, muscle ache, muscle spasm, cramping, and other symptoms are some of the specific issues that we can take away their symptoms by using homeopathic medications, which are natural. They work with the body, and they basically have no side effect.
Okay, well, Doc, listen, interesting program, and I'm glad you joined us today. The Doc's website, www.bodyofharmony.com. I'll have that up on my website. Dr. Payam Hakimi, Doc, thanks for spending some time with us today. Hope we can talk to you again here in the future.
Yes, Jim, thank you very much, and I thank your listeners as well. Have a beautiful rest of the weekend.
Well, same to you. Take care. Bye-bye. Interesting fella, and he makes the point, I don't care what your age is, you can, you know, I've just been amazed at some of the folks. I work at a local health club, and there's just several ladies there that are in their late 80s, and they're there regularly, and they have a routine they go through. They do it at home. They get up in the morning, and there's a group that I know that in my neighborhood that walks together in the neighborhood. Got a lady that has her dog with her, and she says just not for safety, but she also brings a dog with her because it's great exercise for the dog. She takes about a 45-minute morning walk each morning, loves to do that walk. And then just getting down as you're a little older, getting down on the carpet in your house and just stretching out your muscles, pulling your knees up to your chest and sticking your arm up against the wall and stretching all the way down your sides, keeping those ankles so you don't have foot problems. A lot of us, as we get older, have foot problems. And I find a great way to do that is to find yourself a bar or against the wall, put your toes up on the bar and lean forward and stretch the back muscles of your foot. So that plantar fasciitis muscle, you're stretching that out. You can do that on your own. Most of those things you can do on your own around your home or wherever and still get a pretty good exercise. And as I said before, if you get access to water, there's just nothing better as you age a little bit. And this is even for active athletes who are younger, is water. Water therapy is just the very, very best. If you can join the Y or find a pool in your area, even if it's you're in cold climates, there's a number of indoor pools wherever we live. You get to know your neighbor if they got a swimming pool, you know, so become buddies with them. You can jump in their pool. But that water therapy makes all the difference in the world because your joints, you're not slamming down on your feet. Your joints aren't hitting each other. It's just so user-friendly, and the swimming is the best exercise there is as you get older, no doubt about it at all. So a good stretching program, good exercise program, that's probably 40% of it. Should have asked the doc this question. Probably 40% of it. The other 60% is diet. You got to watch your diet. He mentioned whole foods. That's one good one. And what I'm pleased to see is I was in an Albertsons. We've got a Rouse's down in my part of the country. Your major supermarkets are realizing the market there for those who want to live more healthy. And they are putting healthier foods. Rule of thumb is, if you're buying your groceries wherever, work the outside of the aisle. The fresh fruits and vegetables, they're on the outside of the aisle. If you're going up and down the aisles, you're getting canned foods, processed foods, the frozen foods. So stretch around the outside, and you're going to find yourself eating a lot more healthy. That's just the Jim Brown tip for the week to keep yourself healthy. So a combination of eating well and then exercise. You're going to live to have a long, long life. Help you sleep better. In so many ways, it's just going to help you feel a lot better. And that with a little balance of your medicine. And I'm going to try what Dr. Hakimi talked about in terms of this product. He said, and he's not selling it, so I thought it was interesting that he recommended it. It's called Arnicare, A-R-N-I-C-A-R-E, Arnicare. Get it at a health food store. I'm going to try some, see if it kind of helps my joints a little bit. Hey, we're out of time. I'm glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Find some interesting things there. You'll find my weekly article on your right to die. You'll find my daughter's Campbell article on gun control in the Wall Street Journal. Take care. We'll talk to you next week, same time.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.